Pink Floyd's Roger Waters says anti-communism uprising in Cuba is America's fault. U.S. does nothing but rape and pillage wherever it is. By Hannah Blow on July 21, 2021. Former Pink Floyd frontman Roger Waters blamed the American imperialism for the protests and unrest in communist Cuba, concluding that the United States government has a history of doing nothing but rape and pillage wherever it is in the world. Cuba's always been a great figurehead in the struggle against American imperialism, Waters said during an interview with People's Dispatch discussing the protests in Cuba, which saw thousands taking to the streets denouncing the oppressive, decades-long authoritarian dictatorship. They have managed to stay there, a thorn in the side of the Monroe Doctrine and everything else that's bad about United States imperialism, Waters said, crediting late dictator Fidel Castro, who killed thousands of his own people and was never democratically elected, for resisting such attempts. But Fidel Castro and the revolution and the people of Cuba, the good, the people of Cuba, in their steadfast struggle not only have resisted the attempts by the United States and some of them crude invasions, the Bay of Pigs being the most notable example, but they have spread their enduring love for their brothers and sisters all over the globe in small and large ways, he continued, blaming the United States for the turmoil in Cuba. Imagine Cuba without having to live under the jackboots of American international financial muscle. Like Cuba has had to, since its inception and like Venezuela, has had to say for the last 20 years, you know. And like Nicaragua, has to, you know how they have to fight against this huge weight of money pouring in all the time, he said. Watch below. Waters specifically lamented the mainstream media, contending these countries have to battle narratives that they are operating under oppressive forms of government, such as communism. The money is also pouring into the mainstream media all over the world explaining how these countries are communists and they're disgusting and the people are imprisoned and blah blah blah, he said, seemingly dismissing and denying those fundamental truths. But we all know what, thank goodness I mean. Thanks somewhat to the People's Dispatch obviously and Globetrotter and the work that you do and some other things I mentioned recently. There are people who are trying to say, whoa, hold on a minute. Can't we have a grown-up conversation about some of this and actually look at the reality of what goes on in the world and fight our way through it and eventually figure out in a sanguine fashion how to come up with collective and responsible programs in order to alleviate the sufferings of our brothers and people, brothers and sisters all over the world? He asked. If I was a betting man, I would bet that there are economic problems in Cuba and I would bet that some of the people are suffering and wondering even where maybe, probably not whether the next meal is coming from, but you know why they haven't got a TV set or something, he continued. I've no idea what it might be and I'm sure that may be the case. But if you hand the country back to the gangsters, back to the mob, back to the United States government who has a history of doing nothing but rape and pillage wherever it is in the world, will the situation be better for the people? No, it won't, any more than it would be better for the people if you gave them Venezuela, which is they desperately want because they want the oil and they want all the other minerals, you know, he added. Similarly, last week, the Marxist organization Black Lives Matter blamed the U.S. for the protests in Cuba, effectively supporting the authoritarian dictatorship and condemning inhumane treatment by the U.S.